think about a city, many things come to mind. We think about a place of many people, a place or a location where multitudes of people reside and abide. Am I right about it? Well, maybe y'all been city folks all your life. So, but in our thought of a city, we think about a place where we see large buildings and impressive structures. Yeah, a place where people are coming and going, crowded street, filled with all kinds of people, and you'll find some of everything in the city. Are y'all going to help me this morning? And building cities are generally places that are filled with much activity. Some activities are good, and then you got some that are bad. Am I right or not? You'll find in many cities that the people are not as friendly or as cordial as you would like them to be. I hope I ain't in here by myself. That's in a typical big city, but in this particular city that we're talking about in the text, it was a time of festivity. It was a year of the Passover, and you had the Passover crowd. And church, this event had over 2 million people all around the city in the streets of Jerusalem. The people were acclaiming Jesus as their king, both by their words and by their actions. Yeah. They were shouting, "Hosanna," which means "save now," as he rode down the streets of Jerusalem. Now, beautiful, this was the only time in Jesus' ministry that he was actually planned and promoted a public demonstration. Up to the point he had cautioned all of his followers not to tell anybody who he was. And he had deliberately avoided public scene. Am I right about it? But so why is it that on this particular occasion he chose to publicize his demonstration into Jerusalem? Well, I'll tell you now. Now the reason it happened like that, the way that it did, he was obeying the word and fulfilling the prophecy that Zechariah, watch this, told us in chapter 9 and verse 9. When he said, "Rejoicing greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt." He was fulfilling the prophecy that was already said. Because this particular prophecy could only apply to Jesus Christ, the one who had dominion over everything. I wish I had some witnesses in here this morning. The Passover crowd were people from Galilee. They were people from the local Jewish community, people who lived in the city of Jerusalem, and people who actually saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. And as the news spread throughout the city, the people wanted to see who this miracle worker was for themselves. And can I tell you, in order for you to know who Jesus is, you got to see him for yourself. And when you see him, you will either accept him or reject him. Talk about telling you. He came riding in on a colt. And can I tell you, the colt was a young, untrained colt. A colt that was wild. But he had the King of Kings sitting on him. Which left little thing where you line folks up. And you whisper somebody in the ear. This end, and you get to the back end over there, they got the biggest lies going on. morning to help those who don't feel like it, and then we come to let them understand that there is a reality. I might not look like I'm happy, but God knows when I come to church, I forget about all of my other problems. I let Jesus come inside of me, and I start shouting. I forget about all of my troubles. The reason why we holler so loud is because our sins are so many. The reason why we praise